Bolton, Trump is the political equivalent of a street rioter. He has no fraud evidence. By Pam Key on November 22, 2020. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton said Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that President Donald Trump is the political equivalent of a street rioter because he is only doing damage with his post-election actions. Bolton said, "Well, I think Biden will be sworn in. I think the real question now is how much damage Trump can do before that happens. I mean, right now, I think Trump is throwing rocks through windows. I think he is the political equivalent of a street rioter. I think he has given up on the legal issues. This is not a matter of litigation and law. He has lost, I think, all but 2 out of 34 cases that have been brought around the country. I think what he is trying to do now is sow enough confusion he can break through what is called the safe harbor provision in the electoral process, and I think he is praying for time that something will happen. I think this is not a legal exercise anymore, as we saw on Friday when the Michigan legislators were called to the Oval Office." He continued, "I think he is playing for time and in hopes that something will emerge that allows him either to have a good reason why he has lost or, in his mind, maybe still to win. I think that is simply emphasizing the need for senior Republican leaders to join those who have begun to come out and say Trump's behavior is inexcusable. Look, the Republican Party is not going to be saved by hiding in a spider hole. We need all of our leaders to come out and say the election is over. We are not talking about an abstract right to use for Trump to use his legal remedies. We have passed that. We are 3 weeks after the election. He doesn't have any evidence. He doesn't have any legal theories. For those worried about Trump's reaction, there are strength in numbers. The more who come out and say he doesn't represent you, he is not following a Republican game plan here, the safer they will be." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.